Say, mate. Say, mate.
It's party in here.
It's the Morning Power with I'm Just Chico on Global R&B.
It's a party.
96.3.
What's going on, my Global R&B family? It's your favorite radio host. I'm Just Chico, and this is The Rewind.
It's rewind time.
Yes, this is The Rewind, where you can catch all of my segments. If you missed the show, have no fear. I got your back. I got tips and tricks. I got Brunching with Bae. And I even have Uncle Willie. So here's what you missed last week. You're now tuned in to the Morning Power Hour, your number one source for the dopest R&B on the planet, right here on Global R&B 96.3. That was Beyonce. Shout out to the Beehive. Okay, the grown woman, man. That was a pretty dope song, man. And it's pretty dope because the beat kind of leads us into our tips and tricks for the day. And today we're talking about moving. Now this is not just moving out your apartment complex. This is not just moving into another house or even on the other side of town. We're specifically talking about moving out the country, even more specifically, moving to Africa. Yes, moving to the motherland. Okay. I would, like I said, I'm not a gatekeeper. I'd never keep any information to help people try to get to either where they're going or try to attain a goal that they're trying to achieve. Okay. If I have the knowledge or the information, trust and believe, I'm going to pass it to you. All right. Now moving to Africa can be an exciting adventure. So here are some quick tips and tricks to help you out. All right. The first thing is, you want to research and understand the culture. Learning about the diverse cultures and traditions of the specific country or region in Africa you plan to move is very integral. Okay, it's an integral part of your process. Respect for the local customs is crucial for a smooth transition. Okay, so make sure before you do anything, research, look it up and do your research. Okay. The next thing is visa and legal requirements. All right. Check and ensure you have the necessary visas and permits to live and work in your area that you are choosing to go. Okay. Each country may have its own set of regulations. Now, like I said, this is Africa. There's a bunch of countries. All right. There's a whole, I don't know the total number of countries in Africa. But trust and believe me, I'm going to do my research. But yes, there's a lot of different rules and regulations that go for each country. Okay. The next thing is a very good one. Health preparations. Visit a travel clinic to get vaccinations. For those, I'm gonna clarify. For those who get vaccinated, go to the travel clinic, get your vaccinations. For those that don't. It's your choice, okay? So just go get your vaccinations. Health advice relevant to that region. Carry necessary medications and familiarize yourself with the local healthcare facilities. And I'm a firm believer in taking care of yourself, okay? And knowing the right things to put in your body. So that with that, here we go, tie into the first thing. Research. You gotta do your research, all right? The next thing is one of my favorites. Connect with locals, because that's just that's what I be doing. I be connecting with everybody. I talk a lot, all right. Building connections with locals can greatly enhance your experience. You wanna attend community events, join local clubs, or use social media to connect with expatriates and locals. Me personally, what I do is I hit the ground running. I go outside. I'll go stomp the pavement to every nook and cranny. Because I'm a firm believer that I have never met a stranger. never met a stranger. Okay. The next one is language skills. Is a very, very, very important one. Okay. Learn some basic phrases in the local language. Now, like I said, there's a lot of countries, okay, and the languages can vary drastically, okay, and then they cannot. Some are similar, some ain't, you know. So with that being said, you want to learn the basic phrases for the country and the area that you're going to. While English is often spoken in many African countries, the local languages can vary, like I just said, and showing an effort to communicate goes a very, very long way. If you are moving to a place and that's going to be the place that you settle, you want to be a part of their culture, of their community, because you're going to be there for a while. Okay. The next one is accommodations. Research. Here's that word again. Research and secure housing before you move, whether renting or buying. Consider factors like safety, proximity to amenities, and transportation, which leads us to the next thing that we're going to talk about is transportation. Familiarize yourself with local transportation options. Depending on your location, this could include public transit, taxis, or even navigating the local road system. Now, like I said, I'm that one. I want to go out. I want to get outside. I want to learn. I want to know the map. I want to know the roads, the turns, the back streets, I want to know, hey, is that the hood or is that the hood? Is this the nice area? Is this the nice area? Is it the bad area? I want to know it all. So I'm outside and Brown Sugar going to be right along with me. Okay. The next thing you want to learn, and this is a good one too, cultural sensitivity. All right. Be aware of cultural sensitivities and social norms. Understanding and respecting the local way of life will help you integrate more smoothly. Okay, you have to understand, and what's cool is the next one is adaptability. They work hand in hand. Adaptability would be the next one. Be open-minded and adaptable. Moving to a new continent, not country, continent. You're moving across the water, all right, black people, because they want us there. They want us home. I'm telling you. I'm starting to say this word, this phrase more and more often, one nation. You might start to hear that more often from me, one nation. I might start branding that. But yeah, when you're moving to a new continent, so it often involves different ways of life, and embracing change will enhance your overall experience. Okay, you have to be accepting. You have to embrace that. Okay, it's a new thing. It's out of your comfort zone. So you have to embrace it and be adaptable to it. Okay. Don't go there trying to force them to live like you. No, that ain't going to work. No. You might as well stay here. Okay. And the last thing, as always, safety precautions. Okay. Stay informed about safety and security issues in your chosen destination. No matter what country you go to, no matter what continent, doesn't matter. But in Africa, you want to always make sure that you are aware. That's another word I always use. Aware, okay, of your surroundings, your safety and security, okay? Know emergency procedures and have contact information for local authorities, okay? Those are your tips and tricks right there. I like them. I really do. Cause like I said, me and Brown Sugar, we gonna take us a vacation to Africa. We gonna scope out the area, all right. We gonna see what it do. All right, we really gonna see what it do, see what it's about. Cause I'm telling you, man, the way things going around here, we gonna save that for Tuesday, right? We gonna save that for Tuesday. Those are your tips and tricks on moving to another That was The Rewind. Thank you for pulling up on me. Make sure you catch me every Monday and Tuesday morning from 10 to 12 right here only on Global R&B 96.3, your number one source for R&B. Let's go.
Yo, DJ, are you done mixing yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.